Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Schefter, how you doing this week?
Hey, Nick Ted, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
So we're coming off a fun victory, a blowout victory, Gillette Stadium win. Yeah. Haven't had one of those in a while. Don't care who the opposing team is. And now we head to Buffalo Sunday night. Yeah. So let's get it out of the way. Drake May versus Josh Allen. Are the comparisons that we make between our young quarterback and their MVP quarterback worthwhile, or are we getting a little too far ahead of ourselves?
Well, you're probably getting a little carried away right now. I haven't heard exactly what you said, and Drake May is still ascending and growing and has the chance to be a special quarterback, but he's not there yet. Josh Allen is the reigning MVP and a special player. He has proven he's a special player. He's still trying to get to the Super Bowl and win that, which obviously would change the conversation further. But, you know, we haven't seen enough of Drake May to put him into that category yet. He has that talent, he has that potential, but to me, he's not there yet.
Hey, Adam, you saw Steph Diggs last Sunday have his first 100-yard game for the Patriots this season. You know, he's fourth in catching percentage. He's having a huge impact. He's playing slot. He's playing X. He's playing Z. And considering he had an ACL tear last October, are you surprised to see him out there and being as effective as he is?
You know, it's funny. I remember when we initially reported that he was signing with the Patriots, and we could go back and look at the record, but I had a tweet that night that said that the belief was that he had a chance to be ready for opening day to contribute early. And that's kind of what happened. It took to the fourth week of the season before he really made a big mark. But, yeah, he's been ready to play, and I think he was ahead of schedule, and he surprised some people, but he's an elite receiver. And he looked good last week, so they need more of that to try to beat the Buffalo Bills Sunday night.
Adam, it seems like some of the stars that are often the marquee promoted players in the MVP conversation are kind of struggling a little bit this season thus far. Lamar, Mahomes, etc. In your estimation, is Josh Allen the best player in the NFL right now?
I think he's been the best player in the NFL this season so far. Now, you could make an argument for some other people. Puka Nacua has been incredible, but it's a quarterback-driven award largely, and Josh has been the quarterback of an unbeaten team. There are two unbeaten teams left, the Bills and the Eagles. So, again, we come back to a quarterback, we come back to winning teams, we come back to history and production, and he checks the boxes on all of those things, all of them, right?
Adam Schefter, ESPN, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. You bring up the Eagles, undefeated Eagles, defending champs, that whole thing. There seems like there's a weirdness there because I think it was about 10 days ago I saw Drew Brees talking about how he finds that offense boring. He doesn't like to watch it. Not his kind of offense. You have A.J. Brown going to social media, kind of, you know, venting, I guess, lack of role in the offense. They keep winning, but what do you think of this whole weirdness with their offense that's going on?
Well, I think it's pretty incredible, and I did a little piece of this on my podcast this week, but they now have 63 players, or there are 63 players, who have more receiving yards this season than A.J. Brown's 151. There are 24 quarterbacks who have more passing yards than Jalen Hurts' 609 passing yards. There are 21 players who have more yards from scrimmage than Saquon Barkley's 307. Jalen Carter has yet to record a sack. The Eagles have been outgained by 327 yards this season, which is the fourth worst margin in the NFL, and they're unbeaten. So again, A.J. Brown hasn't gotten on track. Jalen hasn't passed the ball well. Saquon has been mid. Jalen Carter, no sacks. They've been outgained by an average of over 75 yards per game, 80 yards per game, their average being outgained by, and they're unbeaten.
Oof.
Explain that.
That's scary. That's scary, Adam. You know, we talked last week a little bit about that Ravens-Chiefs matchup, and it was interesting to me that the Ravens were number one in points per game at like 37, and the Chiefs were way down the list at averaging only 20 points per game, and that was the exact score, the Chiefs 37, the Ravens 20. It was an opposite teams, and they flipped that position. So you got the Ravens that are 1-3 right now. I think the teams that have started 1-3 have a 13.4% chance of making the playoffs. What do you think about that Ravens team? Will they figure some things out, or you think what's happening to them is just a flaw in the ointment in that defense, and they don't have a chance to get there this year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, look, they have such a strong track record that you always count on them bouncing back. But what I've seen through a quarter of the season has not been typical Ravens football. The defense has been outplayed. It's gotten out physical. They don't get turnovers. They make mistakes. They can't get key stops. They're not getting pressure. Like, all the things that could go wrong for a football team that you don't want, that's what they've been doing. And it's just been very atypical. You know, they've given up over 35 points per game each, or three of their first four games. That's already tied for a single season franchise record, and we're four games into the season. Four. So they're tracking to be amongst, if not the worst defensive team that we've ever seen for the Baltimore Ravens. That's how bad they've been. Wow. And the problem is now they got a lot of injuries. There were 10 players, 10 starters, who either didn't play Sunday or who left the game with injury. Doesn't look like Lamar's playing this week. Doesn't look that way. Nnamdi Madubuike, their franchise defense, he's out for the year with a neck injury. Roquan Smith's not playing. Like, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with their division is Cleveland's not going to run away with it. Cincinnati's not going to run away with it, and Pittsburgh is, you know, Pittsburgh. So we'll see. It's a substandard weak division right now. But yeah, right now it's not great.
Speaking of the AFC North and teams that don't look great, the Cincinnati Bengals are a mess, and I think that's putting it kindly. Yes. The offensive line is a disaster. The defense, they've invested in premium positions, and now they don't have the quarterback to go with it. So, Adam, that leads me to ask, do you think there's any chance, especially from a team that could use a wide receiver one, like, T. Higgins, you think there's any chance the Bengals, by the deadline, could go into sell-off mode?
Well, I would say this. You know, I've actually was on the phone with a couple of teams today, and they're like, that's what the Bengals should do. That's what they should do. But that's also not the way the Bengals have operated. Now, again, what gives there? And also, I think they probably don't think, you know, like we're thinking, and they think they're going to turn it around and win games. They're 2-2. You know, it feels like 0-4, and it feels like the worst team in football because the last two losses have been at Minnesota and at Denver, and they've been ugly. But they're probably thinking we're going to get this turned around. So, no, we're not trading our guys. But I can tell you that there already are other teams that are thinking, would they trade their guys, and just kind of monitoring things.
Time now to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, we've seen a nice little uptick pretty much for three straight weeks here with the Patriots offense. If you kind of ignore the turnovers in the Steelers game, they moved the ball really well, made some plays. And I'm wondering, do you think that is Drake getting comfortable in Josh's offense, or do you think Josh might be getting more comfortable with this new age quarterback that he has that is a lot different than some of the guys he's had in the past?
Well, maybe it's a combination of both. You know, I don't know if I've said this, maybe I haven't, forgive me if I have, but I'm in two fantasy football leagues, and the quarterback of both my teams and the quarterback of my daughter's fantasy football team is Drake May. So, you know, the Schefters believe in Drake May, for the record, and we're happy to see this. We're happy to see this uptick in production, and we certainly are rooting for more of it, especially Sunday night in Buffalo. But I just think it's a combination of him getting comfortable in Josh's offense, Josh getting a better feel for him, and when you talk to the people in that organization, you know, the sense I've gotten is that, you know, they feel like he has the chance to develop into a special quarterback. He's young. It's just starting out. It's early, but he's got a chance to be really good. And he's played well. He's played well. But he's got to keep building upon that and get better and better. And I do think Sunday night is one of these big stages that he'll have an opportunity to have every now and then. You know, the Patriots are like the designated 1 o'clock team, but they're on a Sunday night is a rare, maybe the only primetime game for them right now. And it's a chance for Drake May to show the whole country, hey, you know, you're warranted to pick me up on both your fantasy teams.
All right, Adam, thanks for joining us. Good luck to all the Schefter family fantasy football teams, because if they win, it means Drake May probably had a good night. That's and the it. Patriots fans That's will it. Be happy.
We're all in this together. We're all in
I
this
love
together.
It.
Absolutely.
Love that.
So are we all rooting for the Red Sox in Game 2 tonight as well?
I'm not going to go that far, but you're all
encouraging. All right.
All right, thanks, Adam. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.